United States. On the trail in Colorado. What voters want. Lauren Boebert's primary is a window into everyday Trumpism.
A week before Colorado's primary elections, which take place on June 25th, Richard Holthoff was busy feeding cattle and preparing his ground for planting wheat. But the 59-year-old had politics on his mind as he stepped down from a massive tractor at his ranch on the state's eastern plains. After a brief oration on the deficiencies of battery-powered farming equipment, Mr. Holthoff explained why he was running in the Republican primary and hoping subsequently to win a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. After gaining legislative experience as a minority whip in the state house, Mr. Holthoff has developed a desire to influence policy at a higher level. And then there is Lauren Boebert. She hasn't done anything except run her mouth and showboat and carry a pistol around and showboat some more, he argues. Ms. Boebert, who before entering politics ran Shooter's Grill in Rifle, Colorado, first defeated a Republican incumbent in 2020, despite expressing sympathy for the QAnon conspiracy theory. Her frequent television appearances, high-profile political feuds with fellow Republicans, and a warm relationship with Donald Trump have made her one of the most recognizable figures on Capitol Hill. The 37-year-old grandmother was kicked out of a musical in Denver last year after vaping and fondling her date, increasing her notoriety and maybe her appeal. Voters in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, which preferred Mr. Trump over Joe Biden by a mere 5 points in 2020, grew tired of this stuff. Set for a rematch this year with a well-funded Democratic opponent, and after winning re-election by only 546 votes in 2022, Ms. Boebert opted to run in the more heavily Republican 4th District. Armed with Mr. Trump's endorsement and unrivaled name recognition, she is the frontrunner. A recent survey conducted by Kaplan Strategies, a political consultancy, showed her favoured by 40% of the primary electorate, and her opponents winning between 3% and 5%. Perhaps this is not surprising in a district with a highway billboard that declares, "God bless Donald Trump, God bless the American flag." Other candidates questioned the Kaplan survey's size, and insisted that they had met few real voters who supported Ms. Boebert, but still acknowledged her strong position. Sitting in a cluttered conference room at his metal foundry in Loveland, about an hour north of Denver, Mike Lynch offers this assessment of her. If she was an incredibly effective legislator and then has a weird life, I don't care. The former state House minority leader contrasts this with his own work on issues like fire prevention, which doesn't get much attention on social media. Mr. Lynch predicts that Republicans would lose the 4th Congressional District with Ms. Boebert as the nominee, something the party has managed only once in the past half century. Ms. Boebert, of course, is not the only candidate with flaws. Asked at a debate in January whether they had ever been arrested, 6 of the then 9 candidates raised their hands. Several candidates described ultimately failed efforts to consolidate the field. According to Peter Yu, a businessman and perennial candidate, there were other candidates in the race who refused, no matter what the situation was, to ever drop out. Ms. Boebert raised $332,935 between April 1st and June 5th, several times more than her nearest competitor. She has campaigned in the district and frequently attacks her opponents as members of the Uniparty. In the unlikely event of an upset on June 25th, she could indeed point to a Uniparty being responsible. Unaffiliated voters are allowed to vote in either party's primaries, and Ms. Boebert is widely reviled outside the party base.